Even the smallest things reminded her of John Hunter. "What is wrong?" Soa asked, seeing the expression on Leah's face, studying her with concern. "Just remembering when John taught us the dance." Soa's smile wilted. She reached out and gripped Leah in a tight hug. Pasqua's voice bellowed from below. "How long does it take to fetch a bag of milled flour, I ask you? Stop watching the window. The pole will still be there when your chores are finished. Do you smell the honey cakes in the oven? Mind you, do not forget the sugar plums, the tortellettes, the samba cod, and I need you to carry out the gooseberry fool before you change. If you spill and make a mess of yourselves before the dance, you will regret it. Get down here, girls. If I have to come up there, I will bring a switch. I will. Or a broom." Leah and Soa grinned at each other through their tears, for they both knew that Pasqua was totally incapable of climbing the loft ladder. They hugged each other fiercely a moment longer, saying nothing, then brushed their eyes and hurried down, moving through the kitchen as if preparing for battle. Every open space on the tables was crammed with trays already spilling over with sweets and delights that only emerged the week of Whitsunday. Leah snitched a tiny royal cake and stuffed it into her mouth. Soa looked shocked and then tried not to giggle. Pasqua's sleeves were rolled up, and she was everywhere at once, stirring pots, poking loaves in the ovens, cracking eggs, and ladling honey. Leah balanced the trays on barrels and chests, while Soa scrubbed pots clean so that other dishes could be started. "Leah, take the pizzelles to the manor house," Pasqua said. "They are for the Aldermaston's guests this afternoon. Hurry back, girl. Do not dawdle and gawk. There is much to do." As Leah approached the door with a tray of pizzelles, it opened from the outside. Sunlight blinded her for a moment, and she did not recognize the man in the doorway. Though she did not know him, he walked in as confidently as if he had entered the kitchens 100 times. He was shorter than Leah, but as old as the Aldermaston and Pasqua. He had a cropped beard that was well salted, matching the rough tangle of hair atop his head. The leather hood was pulled down about his dirty neck and shoulders, and he wore stained leathers beneath a rough-looking tunic black with sap spots and a sheathed gladius belted to his waist. The sight of the weapon struck Leah like thunder. If that did not, the bow sleeve around his shoulder would have. The wild look of him, the oil and leather smell of him, reminded her fiercely of the man she had buried in the Bearden Muir. "Who is barging into my kitchen on Whitsunday?" Pasqua said, her voice building to a roar as she turned around. She was dumbfounded a moment. "Martin?" His voice was loud and thickly accented. "It is a good reason, Pasqua, and I will beg you not to raise your voice at me again. Even these many years have not dulled the ache from hearing you rant by Cheshu. Tell me where the Aldermaston is, and I will be on my way as quickly as I came." He turned his fiery eyes to Leah. "Do not stare so, lass. That will not do. Not at all. The rudeness of children these days. I will relieve you of several of those, since the tray looks so heavy." And with dirty fingers, he snatched 3 pizzelles and started eating one. Crumbs clung to his beard. Leah looked back at Pasqua. She stood silently, her mouth gaping open, staring at the intruder. "Martin," she said again, almost whispering. Then her eyes blazed with white-hot heat. "Out! Now, out!" He leaned against the doorframe and cocked his eyebrow at her, waiting. "Get that tray away from him, Leah. Do not let him steal another bite. Where is that broom? Soa, the broom! Out, Martin, out!" "Huff and holler all you like, Pasqua. Just tell me where I can find the Aldermaston and I will go." He wandered over to a nearby barrel with a perfect dish of samba cod. Not a slice had been cut into it yet. "I always did fancy this dish of yours. I just might have a taste of it." "If you touch it, I will have your finger in a stew." He stood over it, eyeing it hungrily. "Just a little. I will use a spoon.